have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Tonight, come on, let's bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We bless the God, the one and true and living God, the only God. Hallelujah. We are here on tonight, amen, giving God glory. We were created to praise him, and so that's what we're going to do. All right, now y'all go ahead and do me a big favor. Go ahead and call your neighbors and call your friends. Let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to open up our mouths and we got to say something. Glory to God. So listen, hallelujah. It's an honor and a privilege to be here on tonight, to be in the land among the living, right? We thank God for our lives. We thank God for our families. We just give God glory, all right? Because so many people are dying, and you know, sometimes we don't get to say it enough, but we should tell people how much we love them while they're living. We should show them how much we love them while they're living. I do believe that actions speak louder than words. And so, you know, sometimes, you hear your children, and they said, well, Mama, you know, we had the best of everything, but, you know, they never said how much they loved us. Sometimes parents don't always get it right. They try their best, but sometimes it's not always the right way. And so they teach you how they were taught. And, if they wasn't shown the affection that they needed, that plays on the children as well. So most likely, you know, you'll suffer from it because your mother, your father wasn't shown the affection. So what we're doing, you know, from henceforth, y'all, it's time for us to break the generational curses. Amen. It's time for us to do something, amen, to break these curses because our children, grandchildren are going through some of the same things that we have been through, and you know, and we don't want the cycles repeated, right? We want our children and grands and a great grands and a great 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 and all those things to be better than we are, all right? So I'm gonna go ahead and give the shout out, amen, this afternoon. I praise God for my husband, amen, Bishop James Hunter. I praise God, hallelujah, for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. I tell you, God is moving. Hallelujah. He is moving. God is moving. All right. Let me tell you now. When I tell you something, you better pay attention. All right. So I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm going to pray that I'm going to talk to you about a couple of words that keeps ringing in my spirit that I've discussed probably with prayer line, but I'm going to discuss it on tonight. All right, let's get this. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you on tonight. I give you glory. I thank you for your people that you will allow to hear this broadcast. I thank you for those that even come back by replay. Father, we thank you now that you're going to speak a word tonight in our spirit, man. Well, we may be, amen, able to apply to our lives. Hallelujah. We give you glory now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. Can y'all hear me well? All right, because, you know, my phone is in a different position, and I just want to make sure you guys can hear me on tonight. I am really thankful, amen, for all, you know, that God is doing, even in your lives. Can y'all hear me well? Amen. Thank you so much. I needed that. Amen. Glory to God. So listen, people of God, getting back to two words that I want to discuss on today. All right. The first word is move. Can y'all say that with me? Move. The first word is move. Right. All right. Now, y'all better pay attention. We are in the university. All right. Glory to God. Amen. The first word is move, and we're going to move, right? I want you to know some of you need to pay attention to this word, right? I mean, I'm serious now. You need to pay attention to this word, right? To move, glory to God, to go or pass to another place or in a certain direction with a continuous motion. Like moving into the shade. Listen, y'all, some of you, God is moving right now. These words just, they hit me. They stuck in my brain. You know, we play around and you know, God tells us, gives us instructions. And a lot of times we don't follow the instructions to the T, so then we really don't see the hand of God like we should. Amen. But I want to tell you If God told you to move, you need to move. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, God is moving his people where he wants them to be. Amen. He's moving his people where they need to be. All right? So if God says move, guess what? Stop being complacent. Stop standing still. Stop being stagnated. Stop, oh my God, stop procrastinating and move. Glory to God. Move, go into a specific direction or manner. God is sending some of you in a specific direction. You may be in Atlanta. God may be moving you to New York. Hallelujah. He's giving you a specific direction. He says, I need you to go down there on 4th Street because there's somebody at the 10th house on the left-hand side that I need you to bless. I'm trying to tell you, God is sending somebody to you, and they got to move, y'all. Listen, God's saying move, move. Some of you need to be packing your boxes right as I'm speaking. Glory to God. You need to be packing up your offices. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Some of you are on jobs and God is getting ready to move you, my God, off of that job. Some of you are sitting and you're saying, Lord, I'm so sick of this job. I'm sick of the people. Every time I look around, it's mess. Every time I look around, it's trouble. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And Lord, I need you to move me. Come on here. And God say, yes, I'm getting ready to move you. Hallelujah. To a specific direction. Can we follow the directions of the Lord? God says, I'm getting ready to change your position. That's where I wanted to get to. I'm getting ready to change your position. Some of you say, oh, yeah, honey, we came in. October was our new year according to the Hebrew calendar, 5783, and I shifted. All right? Well, if you shifted, why are you in the same place? Why are you in the same place? When you move, you got to shift. Come on, somebody. When you move, you got to get in another position. You got to change your position because you might have been in the downward position. But God say move, now you in the upward position. Come on here. So I'm telling you today, you might as well get it in your mind. You might as well go ahead and stop fighting God because some of you, God has been telling to move for a minute and you didn't move. Some of you are afraid. Some of you believe, you know, as you know, you've been wandering. It's like you're wandering around the mulberry bush. Come on here. Don't you be like, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't you be like those in the Bible. Come on here. I'm just going to say it like that. Well, they just kept going on around the little mulberry bush. What took them 40 years to accomplish wouldn't even been that many days. You see what I'm saying? So I'm trying to tell you, let's move out. Do what God has called you to do. Stop allowing your feelings to get in the way. Stop allowing your flaws, your all of the things that you know, like Moses said, Lord, I don't have eloquent speech. Stop allowing your disabilities to stop you from moving to where God want to take you. God is trying to take his people from face to face and glory to glory. Some of you need to be paying attention because some of you are in Lodabar. And God have mercy. And God said, I'm trying to take you to Goshen, but I have a specific direction. You're going to have to follow the instructions. A lot of times people don't follow the instructions, and that's where they mess up at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To move means to make progress, to develop in a particular manner or direction. In order for you to have good success, you're going to have to move. All right? Move to make progress. I am moving towards my goal. You got to go. You're goal-oriented. But in order for your goals to come into fruition, you got to move. You got to work towards them. You got to move. You got to progress. You got to make progress. You just can't keep failing at it and just quit. No, no, no. Nothing comes to quitters. Hallelujah. You got to get up and keep trying. And eventually, the more you try, the better you're going to get at it. And you shall have everything that you are desiring, everything that you have dreamed of, everything that the Lord has for you. You shall get it. But you can't quit. You got to keep going. You got to keep following the directions and the leading of the Lord. You got to follow every step to a T. Even though some things will come in as distractions to try to deter you, you got to look at here. You got to look at the distractions and tell it to move. Come on here. Distractions, move up out of my way. Hallelujah. Because I got a destination in view, and I got to do these things. I got to progress. I got to move forward. I got to pursue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to make progress. God has given me specific direction, and I got to change my posture. And the best way to change your posture is in prayer. Y'all don't hear me tonight. You got to have a posture of prayer, a posture of obedience. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. A posture of expectancy. Those things that would move the hand of God. A posture of faith. All of those will move God's hand for you. Hallelujah. I hope I'm talking better than y'all sharing. Y'all better be sharing. Y'all better be sharing. Hallelujah. I better be getting them on the line. Glory to God. I told you I had a couple words. So move was one of them. Let it resonate in your spirit. Some of you are afraid to move. Some of you are saying, well, I don't know if it's the right time. Mm-hmm. Who am I talking to tonight? Some of you are saying, well, you know what? Just let's stop it all right here. Most of you are making excuses not to move. Most of you are saying, well, I can't do it right now. I don't have everything I need to do it right now. But when God tells you to move, you ain't got to worry about what you ain't got. You don't have to worry about what you don't have. God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory, right? Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about that. See, that's the enemy making you worry, because the Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, make your request made known unto God. Hallelujah. So you don't have to worry about what you don't have. Just rely on what God has. Come on here. Because he has everything you need. I don't care what it is. God got it all. Hallelujah. He got this and that. Come on here. He got this, 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 and that. Hallelujah. So put it in his hands. When you give it to God, when you just go ahead and just do what he told you to do, you're going to make your journey easy. Yes, Lord. But some of you go around the mulberry bush for years. You're going around right now, some of you on your fifth year, you're living the same way you've been living for 5 years. Now it's time for you to make do another vision board, and you can't even really do another vision board for 5 years because you ain't did nothing in the 5 years that you already made the vision board. Lord, have mercy. So listen, y'all, it's simple. When you follow God's leading, you can't go wrong. Say that to yourself. Say, I will follow God's leading. Because I won't go wrong. I can't go wrong. You can't go wrong when you follow the leading of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, God wants you to stir. He wants to stir you. And moving means to stir as well. He wants to stir you. You need to be stirred in the Holy Ghost. Some of you have, you might have had a, where you got happy. Somebody said, I got happy in church. You know, where you just shouted out, whoa, and you had a little tear streaming down your face. So you're saying, I got happy. Yeah, you got happy. That was a little touch. But don't you want the power? Come on, somebody. Say power to live right. Power, that do right power, that'll make you love your enemies. That power, come on here, that'll cause the dead to rise, that'll cause the, oh my God, the sick to be healed. You want power. It's time out for feeling the touch. You need his power on the inside of you to keep you and teach you. Hallelujah. All truth. Amen. You need the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And some of us settle for that power, but God says, I want to stir you. In this hour, God want to stir your spirit, man, so that you would get more knowledge of who he is, what he is, and what he's doing. A lot of times you don't really know your daddy like you say, because if you knew him like you said, a lot of things that you are doing to get his attention, or a lot of things that you're saying, rather, to get his attention, you wouldn't be failing. Because anybody know that when you pray God's word. If you pray anything else besides his word, then you're not going to see the results, right? So I'm telling y'all tonight, when you begin to pray his word, he hastens over his word to perform it. Glory to God. So, hallelujah. So these are just words for move. You got to spin. Spinning can also means the same thing as stirring. All right? To rotate. That's movement. To operate. To shift. I already said shift. That was my first one. To transfer. God is transferring wealth right now. Some of you are going to be more wealthier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This new year that we're in already, some of you are going to be more wealthier than you've ever been and than you ever knew. Because some of you don't even think like this. Some of you don't even, you just say, well, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go to my 9-to-5. I'm going to come home and try to cook for my family, you know, and whatever extracurricular activities I have to do with the kids, I'm going to do that. And then I'm coming home and go to bed. All right. So that's all you want to do. You don't want to do anything else. But for those of you who are entrepreneurs, come on here. For those of you that are go-getters, those of you who ain't lazy, God is getting ready. I'm trying to tell y'all, there shall be a wealth transfer. Listen, I'm telling you, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. It's laid up for the righteous. And we're getting ready to get a transfer. See, y'all don't know when to praise God. We're getting ready to get a wealth transfer. Hallelujah. That whereby we will never be broke. We will never be empty. We will always have. Because when you got wealth, you got more than riches. You people say, I want to be rich. No, I don't want to be rich. Because, see, the rich people, they lose their money. They play, they gamble, they do all sorts of things. But I want to be wealthy. That simply means I got enough, amen, for me and my family and other families. I'm not stingy. I got enough for everybody else. Hallelujah. Because of wealth, hallelujah, is more than riches. Because wealth means that they're, I'm training every generation how to have wealth. So therefore, our family tree won't be broke. The people, the poverty mentality won't follow our generations because we are we are wealth transfers. Amen. So you need to understand that God is trying to move even in our finances. Amen. He's trying to move even in our finances. So we've been talked about a couple of words, but the main, it's another word that we're going to deal with. The main word was move. And we just talked about things also that can, you know, move. Amen. So we are, we bless the Lord. Amen. So we are, we're going to the next word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we're going to go into the word of God for a few minutes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Aren't y'all glad that God included you? Talk back to me, church. Y'all ought to be glad that the Lord included you. All right. The next word. One of my ministers heard this word this morning, and I ran with it. So I'm going to tell you the word tonight, strive. Strive. Amen. It's a verb. It says make great efforts to achieve or obtain something. Thus, it's to strive, to make great efforts to achieve or obtain something. Listen, we use the word move. Amen. Now, here's the word strive. To move, you got, in order for you to get anything, you got to move. All right, so now here we are talking about strive, to make great effort to achieve something or to make or obtaining things. So if you move, come on somebody, talk back to me now. If you move, you will be able to obtain, you will be able to achieve, right? So these words are, they got a little correlation here, right? Glory to God. So, and it also means to struggle. Strive, to struggle or fight vigorously, all right, to struggle, right, to struggle. So I'm striving, I'm trying to achieve some effort, making great effort. I'm struggling to achieve. Now, you would say, well, okay, struggle, you know, that means that there's a fight. Can I talk to y'all tonight? When you talk about a struggle, there is a fight, because the enemy wants you to struggle so that you will give up and quit. Come on here. I'm talking to those who said, Lord, I almost threw in the towel, but there was something on the inside of me that kept telling me to go ahead. Everything, every time I looked around, it was something. It was always some mess everywhere. People talking trash, people lying, and just mess. But the Lord began to minister unto you. Hallelujah. Every time you tried to find a way to get out on this way, you found the struggle. There was the enemy right there. Hallelujah. He was there trying to hold you down, trying to tie you down, trying to move you back. Hallelujah. You had already taken 10 steps forward, and now he's trying to move you 10 steps back. I'm trying to tell you, every time you were trying to do good, evil was always present. So there became a struggle. I remember when Jacob was wrestling with the angel. Come on, somebody. And he said, I ain't going to let you go till you bless me. I'm reminded of this struggle. Sometimes we struggle with the word of God. We struggle when God say, move. And we were, I ain't ready to go. The Lord say, leave that man alone. That Caucasian, that African-American, that Latino. Mm-hmm. God say, leave him alone here. But I ain't ready to let him go, okay? You keep holding on to him if you want to. You're going to wish to God you had to let him go. Come on here. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you, there's a force. Sometimes, in order for you to obtain something, you may have to go through a force. The force is against you. I'm not talking about Star Trek, but I'm talking about your adversary. He's always against you. So therefore, he will use people to come and be a force. Come and be like a fence where you can't cross over. Come and it's a word I'm looking for. It'll come to me in a minute. But he always has it to where you can't move forward. You can only move backwards. Isn't that something? So what I'm telling you tonight, you're going to have to struggle with it. You're going to have to struggle with it till you get it right. You're going to have to say, Lord, give me strength to overcome, because greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. You're going to have to begin to speak your scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That, you know how, when you talk about Jesus, he's being your battle axe. He said, I will fight those that fight against thee. I will contend with those that contend, hallelujah, against thee. I'm trying to tell you. You don't have to. Sometimes you got to fight to get what you want. And, you know, I reminded of Oprah Winfrey in The Color Purple. She said, all my life I had to fight. Come on here, somebody. And so you may have to fight your way through it. But listen, I don't care what you are faced with, what comes to a hold that comes to be a stumbling block. Fight your way through it. Fight. Because nothing, listen here, if nothing comes to quit us, you're going to have to fight. We're in the fight of our lives. It's hard to be saved and sane. It's hard. Sometimes it's hard to be holy and sane. You're going to have to fight for your sanity. You're going to have to fight for your salvation, because people will try you every day. Yes, they will. They'll come up against you every day. Yes, they will. They're going to test your gangster. Come on here. They're going to check your holiness. Oh, yeah. Yes, they will. So they're going to see if you're holy for real. And some people talk about, well, I'm a little hood. And I'm a little holy. Well, I ain't nothing but holy. Glory to God. You ain't going to give me no half. I got all of Jesus. My God. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. I hope y'all getting something tonight. Amen. Strive to make great efforts. That's when, you know, when you're preparing, you want something. You want this house. And you know, you got the job and you've been saving your money. And now you're ready to go and to, you know, get the house. You didn't really work on your credit because you didn't really have that number. So you go to the mortgage lenders, all right, and they tell you they can help you, right? And so because, you know, the force is against you now. You better know that. Everything God got for you, the enemy is trying to stop you from getting it. You better know he is your adversary. So you come, you know, they tell you can get the house, yada, yada, yada. And then you put in a bid, the owners counter it. You go back and forth with them. And, you know, you got your hopes up. You done told your family that you're about to get this house. You love this house. But what happens is, after all all of that takes place, they end up going up on the house, and your monies could not match that house. How many of you know if it's God, if it's a God thing, you don't even have to have that much money? Y'all better hear me. Y'all better hear me. I'm a living witness. I can tell you all about it. Glory to God. Y'all listen. Don't play with it. I'm telling you, when it's gone, your credit can be jacked up. You better hear me. You may not even make $45,000, and God will put you in a $400,000 house. Y'all don't play with me on tonight. I'm a living witness how God, hallelujah, has the final say. And it does not matter how much money you have. It does not matter what you drive. It does not matter what job you have. It does not matter, I'm trying to tell you, when it's your time and when it's your season, it is your time. When it's your due season, hallelujah, it's your time. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So listen, we got to strive. We can't give up. We can't quit. We got to strive, okay? All right, let's quickly go into the word of the Lord. Have to give y'all a Bible. We do bless the Lord again as y'all are getting your paperback Bibles. Y'all thought I wasn't going in the Bible. Uh-oh, what happened? You think I didn't go on going in the Bible? We had Bible study, right? Amen. Okay, go with me to Deuteronomy. Amen. We're going to Deuteronomy, you know, the sixth chapter. You know in Deuteronomy you find where God begin to say, if you do this, I'll do that. Hallelujah. If you do this, I'll do that. So here you know, you're going back with the pros and cons. If I'll bless shall you be in the field. Bless shall you be in the country. You know, all these different things. Bless going out, bless coming in. But if you do these certain things, right, you're going to have reap the consequences. Amen. Hallelujah. Go with me to Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter. Amen. So God, you know, get all the blessings. He's telling you about all the blessings. But y'all better believe that if you don't follow the instructions of the Lord, you're going to be cursed. You hear me? Amen. All right. So we talk about it, but y'all don't want to talk about the curse thing. Hallelujah. So if you don't hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God and to do observe to do all that he had commanded you, all of these statutes which he commanded you this day, that all these curses, they shall come upon you and overtake you. So remember, don't have the fruit of disobedience. Amen. You need to have the blessing. How many of you want the blessings of the Lord? The Bible said the blessings of the Lord, which make it rich and add no sorrow. That's what I'm talking about on tonight. And I'm going to have the blessings of the Lord. Why? Because I'm going to move when he say move. When I hear the voice of God, and I hear it, and I hear it, and I hear it, and God tell me to do whatever he tell me to do, I know God's voice. I'm going to move on it. Why? Because I know it's God. He will not lead us wrong. He's not going to lead us down the primrose path. God has no reason to see you do bad. It is not his will that you fail. No, that's not his will. He already gave us dominion and power. So why are we walking defeated? Y'all lift up your head, glory to God, and stop walking defeated. We are not a defeated foe. Satan is a defeated foe. Come on, foe. Yes, he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's have some Bible tonight. So this is what the Lord is saying to tell y'all on tonight. He says, we're going to Deuteronomy 6. I'm going to start at the 10th verse. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac and Jacob, to give thee grace and godly cities which thou buildest not. All right, let me go back up just a little bit further. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back up. I'm going to go back up to the 7th verse. It says, and thou shall teach them diligently unto the children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Listen, and thou shalt bind them for a sign unto thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate. Listen, God says, I'm getting ready to, I swear to you, that I'm getting ready to give you this land, which he already told Abraham, hallelujah, the father of all the 12 nations. Come on here. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give thee great and godly cities, which thou buildest not. God is getting ready to move y'all, woo, to some cities, or to some houses that you didn't build. Y'all don't hear me on tonight. Y'all getting ready to move to a house that you didn't build. Woo, glory to God, glory to God. I can stay right there. And houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not. And wells dig. Y'all don't hear this word on tonight. Wells dig, my God, which thou diggest not. Vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Listen, God is getting ready to do all these things for you. You're getting ready to have houses, living houses that your hands didn't build. See, y'all don't know when to shout. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel Jesus. Hallelujah. And then you're going to have, then you're going to have wells. Lord Jesus. Dig. How many of you ever had a well dig and you got all the fresh water? Hallelujah. You're the only one with a well dig. Hallelujah. Everybody else don't even have no well. Everybody else don't even have no running water, but you got a whole well dig. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying on tonight. Which thou diggest out vineyards and olive trees. My God. So you and it, oh Lord, have mercy. Oh Lord, vineyards. I'm talking about vineyards planted with different things. And olive trees. Y'all know God's getting ready. He's up to something big. The olive tree. Come on, think about it. He's up to something big. My God, he's up to something big on tonight. Which thou planest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. So when you sit down to eat, come on, somebody, you're going to be full. You're going to sit down and eat and be full. There are people starving right now. But the word say on tonight, I'm getting ready to give you a house that you did not build. I'm getting ready to give you wells that you did not dig. I'm getting ready to, oh Lord have mercy, I'm getting ready to give you vineyards and olive trees that you didn't even plant. And then I'm going to make you full. Then I'm going to feed you. Then you're going to be full. Y'all don't want to have church on tonight. Let me calm myself down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then the Bible begins to say, then beware lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him and swear and shall swear by his name. Shall swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other gods or the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from all the face of the earth. Lord God, have mercy on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are y'all enjoying this word? Hallelujah. Are y'all really enjoying this word? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when God, your God, ushers you into the land he promised. Now, he said he promised this to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when he promised through your ancestors, hallelujah, you're going to walk into large cities you didn't build. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, ooh, Lord have mercy. Well furnished houses. Come on here. He ain't going to give y'all no shack. Oh, Lord have mercy. You ain't going to live in no shack. You ain't going to live in no something that the three little pigs built. Hallelujah. You're not going to live in no straw house. You can huff and puff and blow it down. That ain't what God getting ready to give you. Hallelujah. My shekhead. He's getting ready. Oh, Lord have mercy. Houses. He say houses, right? So it could be your church house, Lord have mercy, built from the ground up. I receive it in Jesus' name. He said, I'm about to give y'all, oh Lord Jesus, have mercy, God, have mercy. City, woo, which thou buildest not. Lord, I thank you tonight. Glory to God. I'm moving on. Vineyards and olive orchards, you didn't even plant. When you take it all in and settle down, please and content, make sure you don't forget how you got there. Because you know how y'all Negroes get, I said what I said. You get bougie. Mm-hmm. You get real bougie when God begin to elevate you. Some of you, and I sit back and I look, I be like, Lord, they ain't used to that. Because when you're used to stuff, you don't act like that. When you're used to stuff, you ought to know how to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. You forget where you come from. And that just lets us know, Lord, here we go. We're going to have to deal with these attitudes because you know you're going to fall into a spirit of pride. We should never, I don't care how much money we get, I don't care how wealthy we are, we shouldn't let pride get in the way, because when you got that pride, you're getting ready to fall. You better hear what I'm saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget how you got there. God brought you out of slavery in Egypt. Deeply respect God, your God. Serve and worship him exclusively. Hallelujah. Back up your promises with his name on. He said, swear. He said, thou shalt swear, my God. What verse is that in? The 13. Thou shalt swear by his name. Amen. Glory to God. Don't fool around with other gods. Y'all can't be playing with Buddha, Bubbin the genie. Y'all can't be playing with Allah. You can't be playing with Confucius. Y'all, all of these other names, all of these other gods. Some of your little G's are your money. Hallelujah. If you're making that a god, you're going to lose it. Hallelujah. It could be your husband, right? Or your wife, right? It could be your children. You make them out of God. Stop doing that. It could be your preacher. Stop making your preacher out of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, just can't do that. Don't fool around. The gods of your neighbors, because God, your God, who is the alive among you, is a jealous God. Don't provoke him. I'm telling that y'all that now. Stop provoking God, saying, well, if I do it, I'm going to do this, and if you bad enough, if you want me bad enough, if you love me bad enough, then you'll do what I... No, baby, we don't provoke God. Well, you better sit your tail down, acting like you a witch. Come on here. Sit down somewhere. Igniting his hot anger that will burn you right off the face of the earth. Don't push God, your God, to the wall as you did the day at Massa. My God, the testing place. My God, hallelujah. So let's go to verse 17, trying to see what kind of time we got. All right, got a few more minutes. Verse 17. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord swear unto thy father, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee. Lord, hallelujah. Y'all don't hear the word of the Lord on tonight. We getting ready to cast out our enemies. There is a time where we know that the word is. We understand when the word says, stand, be still and know that I'm God. We understand when the word says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We understand those words. All right, but there's a time when the Lord will let you confront them devils, okay? He will let you confront them, amen? And I'm not, when I say confront, it means that you are able to talk to them concerning the matter. There are times when, you know, you really want to say something and do something, but you have to back down because you have to think about who you really are and who you're serving, who you represent, all right? But there's coming a day when God going to let you say something. He going to let you say what you want to say. Not, you know, you ain't going to cuss them out, but you're going to, you know, you're going to talk to them respectfully and let them know that they didn't have to do that to you. And, you know, when you be good to a person and you've helped people and you've given them, you paid their bills, and then they turn around and tell some, you know, because you shared your family with them, they turn around and talk against your family. Naturally, you're going to want to say something. But we got to first, see, when God says stand still, can I help y'all tonight? He simply means to stand still, but recollect yourself, all right? Because we're already angry. Bible says you can get angry, but sin not. So he wants you to recollect. When he says stand still, recollect your thoughts. Recollect yourself. If you got anything in your heart against that person, you got to get rid of it. Right? You know, so check yourselves. That's all that simply means. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. And when thy son asketh thee in the time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord thy God have commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, don't push God. Amen. Let's not do that. All right. Carefully keep the commands of God, your God, all the requirements and regulations he give you. That simply means follow the instructions. When you're moving, you must follow the instructions. All right. Posture yourself. Do what is right. Do what is good in God's sight. So you'll live a good life and be able to march in and take this pleasant land that God so solemnly promised through your ancestors, throwing out your enemies left and right, exactly as God said. He's getting ready to throw your enemies out left and right. You've been waiting on this day, my God, that God is dealing with your enemies. He's getting ready to throw them out. Read the word of the Lord for yourself. It is not my word, but it is his word. He's getting ready again to throw them out. Lord, have mercy. He's getting ready to cast out all thine enemies, all of them, not some of them, not one of them. He says, I'm getting ready to cast out all thine enemies. Y'all better hear me on tonight from before thee, as the Lord has spoken. He going to cast them out left, right, up, down, outside, everywhere. Some going to be some places that they don't want to be, but they got to remember the Lord thy God. They got to remember what they said to you. Hallelujah. Then God will give them space to repent. But if they don't repent, then we don't know. Just know. Don't know. Let's fold these paperback Bibles. Lord, I'm excited about the houses that we didn't build. I'm excited about some vineyards and the olive trees that we didn't even plant, the wells being digged. Father, I thank you, because when that well's being digged, you not only you got water, come on here, you can have rivers of living water. Y'all don't hear me on tonight. But we bless the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you. Hope you got something out of the word move and out of the word strive. It's time for you to move, and it's time for you to strive. Some of you may have to strive to move, but you better move. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God. Amen. We're getting ready to go to the phone lines. Dr. Kimmy Kim, hallelujah. We're ready to go to these phone lines. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Y'all ought to be excited. I'm in expectation. My posture is in expectation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Buster City and Hunter. Good evening. How are you doing tonight? This is Mr. KD from the Brookhaven Meditation.
Amen. All is well on tonight, woman of God. How are you?
All is well in Jesus' name, and thank you.
Are you ready to move?
Moving.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Even if you got to strive, come on. Hallelujah. If you got to struggle with that thing, move. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here's the word I was looking for, y'all, resistance. The enemy has a resistance built up against you so that you can't tear down the wall of resistance. But you just bind the spirit of resistance today, tonight. Bind that spirit, because that's what holds you hostage. The spirit does. Amen. It tries to stifle you. It tries to wear you out. It tries to cause you to struggle, cause you to faint, sometimes cause you to actually quit until you recollect your thoughts and you get back up again. So I'm telling you, that spirit of resistance, hallelujah, it's tight. You know what I'm saying? But we can knock it down. We can walk it down. We can cross over it because we have the power. Glory to God. So I thank God for you on tonight, woman of God. You go in peace. Thank you for tuning in. I love you.
We love you more, and thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank God. Still. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How are you? This is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama.
Amen. I am well. Thank you. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. No need to complain.
I like that. You said you're doing great. Uh-huh, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. So, yes, you are doing great. Amen. Hallelujah. God said to tell you that he's turning it around for your good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know there are things you have before the Lord. I don't know what it is, you know, per se directly, but I hear the Lord say that I'm turning it around this time for your good. Hallelujah. Now, when God turned it this time, remember the Lord thy God, okay? Remember that he brought you out. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank God for you on tonight. And if I was you, I would just get up and shift. Go ahead and move. Get on up. Move. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Hey! Mandabashaya. Just go ahead and move. Ayarabashaya. Change your posture. Get up out of that. God, mandabashaya. Move on. Move, 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 move. Hallelujah. I believe God on tonight. I believe God that I'm going to have houses that it didn't be. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I feel the fire of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Land that I didn't even tell. Y'all don't hear me on tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for tuning in. Tuning in. I bless your name, God. Thank you, God. I love you. Hallelujah. I'm all about God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Caller, you on the air with the apostle. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. We bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Caller, you on the air with the apostle. Amen. 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 All right. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Amen. For those of you that have tuned in on tonight, for those of you that will come back by replay, well, we just honor him. We honor his holy name, for he is worthy and he's worthy to be praised. So listen, if any of you are in St. Louis area, I think that is November the 19th, I want to say, we will be having it is Elation's families having a gala, having different various things. And on the 19th, I think it'll be around the 1 to 3 o'clock hour of Ashes to Beauty. We'll be having a sermonette. And I want you guys, if you want to come, just let me know, inbox me, and I'll give you further information. Amen. But we want y'all to support the Elations family. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle. I can't hear nobody. Can y'all hear me? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 And amen. Listen, we're getting ready to do a couple of series, and we want you guys to be aware of your surroundings, because a lot of things are happening even right now. We're coming up against every principalities, every high-ranking demons, every rulers of darkness. Amen. We're coming up against them, and we're tearing down strongholds off of God's people. So I want y'all to begin to make sure y'all pray even more than what you have been praying. I know the words say pray without ceasing, but we need to beef up our prayers. Amen, because a lot of things are happening to our children. I told you this month you should be on high alert. Pay attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to your children. Amen. Tell them to pay attention, right? We're in the time where it is, again, a lot of things are happening. The kids are dying at school. You got the shootings at the school. You got the children being snatched. You got family members. It's crazy, y'all. We are living in the last days. So make sure that you understand this. Make sure that you are aware, hallelujah, of what time we're in. And don't take things for granted, okay? Don't take people for granted. Don't take things for granted, because it could be a whole lot worse. I'm trying to tell you. Amen. So God is up to something big on tonight. He is up to something big. He told us to move. He gave us the move word. He gave us strive. And I believe if we follow the instruction of the Lord, we are going to go far. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So we love God. We love God's people. Amen. Y'all, listen, if y'all want to reach me, you can reach me. Inbox me, Sylvia Hunter. Amen. I do have a public page, but it's Dr. Sylvia Hunter. but inbox me and I, you know, check the messages, you know, often. So if there's a need, amen, if you need prayer, if you need me to come to your city, whether it be relationship or whatever you need me to speak on, if it's, you know, hey, I'm ordained to speak, I've been called and been chosen and affirmed, amen. So whatever God want me to do, I'm willing, amen. So listen, I'm getting ready to do something the devil ain't want to do for you, and that is let you go. Y'all, I'm going to let you go. Amen. All right, so listen, let's see. All right, let me talk about it. It's going to be the Elations Honors. Listen at me very good. Elations Honor is going to be at the Drury Inn, Brentwood. All right, for those of you who have lived there, you already know where that is. Drury Inn, Brentwood. That's 8700 Eagle Road, Brentwood, Missouri. That's 65144. Listen, this great affair, this gala where they are, you know, giving, they are honoring us. I'm one of the honorees. Amen. I thank God they're honoring me for a servant leader. Amen. Along with some others. Amen. And so if you guys want to purchase a ticket, if you want to come to the gala, yes, it's dress up. The tickets are $65 per person. And for more information, it's 314-405-1711. Again, it's 314-405-1711. Now, again, if you want more information, if you have my, you know, if you know how to get in touch with me, I can forward you all of this information. Amen. I thank God for the CEO, Dr. Kimmy Kim. This is her baby, y'all. She's birthed this baby, and each year we're getting older and older. Amen. I'm so honored, y'all, that I'm being honored. Isn't that a blessing for somebody to honor you? Come on here. People don't have to do that. You think I take that lightly? For somebody to, you know, she sees something in me, you know, and sometimes she be seeing something in me that I don't even see in me. But, you know, she loved to push me. So I thank God for this sister, right? Amen. And when she need me, I'm coming. Amen. And I thank God. You know, I'm excited about coming to Missouri. I've never been to Missouri. Amen. So I'm ready to come. I'm ready to see what the Lord is going to do, what he's going to say, how he's going to use me. Everywhere I go, I want to be used by God. So I look for somebody to minister to. I look for somebody to be a blessing to. Amen. So we're going to be there. And I think that Saturday, at 1 to 3 at the Drury Inn, we're going to the Ashes to Beauty, and I'm a part of that as well. And we have to do a sermonette, so I have a sermonette to do. Amen. Y'all come hear me. Amen. Come meet me. Hallelujah. Come on and meet me in person. Amen. And the 6:30 hour is the gala. So come on out. Be, you know, get your ticket and come celebrate us. Amen. Hallelujah. Celebrate with us. Amen. As we, you know, receive our honor. So listen, you guys, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to post this information again. It's already on my page, but I'm going to keep posting it in case you guys want to come. Let me know quickly because tickets are going fast. Tickets are going fast. I don't even know if there are any more tickets while I'm talking. Thank the Lord. The tickets are sold. We bless the Lord. Amen. So listen, I'm getting ready to go, y'all. I love y'all. You meet me next Tuesday, the same Jesus time, same Jesus station. Hallelujah. I'm out of here. Dr. Kimmy Kim, shalom.
Saved by his power divine. Saved by his power divine. Saved with true light.
you make